Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Hannah. I have a new claimant, Lakitha T, LakithaTeat.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much and have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, is this Lakitha?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may potentially participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit today?
I am.
Okay, perfect. Before we go ahead and move forward, I did want to confirm some basic information with you. I have your first name here as Lakitha. That's LakiTha. Is that right?
Correct.
Last name T, that's TEAT. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and I have your phone number here as 510-205-6735. Is that also correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. And for the hair relaxer case, have you already found an attorney to assist you, or this would be the first time?
This is the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and were you the one that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and after using hair relaxers, were you ever diagnosed with ovarian, uterine, or endometrial cancer?
Ovarian.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, well, we're definitely trying to see you. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, like I said, we are going to try to do the best we can so that we are able to get you the justice that you deserve, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. And I know that you mentioned that it was this year that you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you recall the month and day?
Oh, it was in April, like mid-April, mid-April this year.
Would you be okay with me putting down, just because as a rough estimate here, as April 15th of 2024?
It was like actually a couple of days. It's actually, let's see, April 18th, April 18th to be exact.
Okay, perfect. We'll go ahead and do it. Thank you for finding the exact date for me. So I have April 18th of this year, 2024.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the name of the doctor that had diagnosed you?
Philip Dodd, D-O-D-D.
Thank you. Okay, and you saw him in Lodi, is that right?
No, in Stockton.
Stockton? Okay, got it.
At St. Joseph's, yes.
Okay, got it. At St. Joseph's, okay. In Stockton, okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put that information here. Okay, and did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay.
I cut my hair every 6 to 8 weeks. I cut my hair.
Every 6 to 8 weeks, okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. I gotta get up. Oh shit.
Okay. So every 6 to 8 weeks, that would be maybe once every 2 months, and once every 2 months would be 6 times a year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
7/18/78.
1978. Thank you so much. I have that as July 18th of 1978. Is that right?
Correct.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
That's okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, got it. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by hair relaxers or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay, and it was primarily here in the state of California that you were using hair relaxers, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Only place I ever lived.
Right. Same here. And when would you say that you started using the hair relaxers? Do you remember the year or how old you were when you started?
I was like, in my mid-30s, maybe.
Mid-30s?
Early
okay.
30s. So like about 2014.
2014, okay, got it. And just as an estimate here, I'll go ahead and put January 1st of 2014, since we don't know, of course, the exact date. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
And when would you say that you stopped using it? Were you still using hair relaxers up until this year when you were diagnosed, or did you stop before?
Yeah, up until the beginning of this year, actually. February was the last time I permed my hair.
Oh, wow, okay, got it.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I would have known all this. I would have never used it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been hell.
Right, yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, I do hope that we are able to get you some justice here for that, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, of course. So for the start date of when you started using hair relaxer, I'll go ahead and put January the 1st of 2014 to about February the 1st of 2024. Is that correct?
Okay. That's about right.
Okay, so that would mean approximately 10 consecutive years that you were using it. Does that sound about right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you use it at home, in a salon, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. Got it. And when you did it at home, where did you primarily buy it from? Like a Sally's, a beauty store, Walgreens, CVS.
Yep. All those. Beauty supplies,
okay.
Sally's, Walgreens, Walmart, whoever had my perm.
Right. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that you also did go to a salon sometimes, primarily the salon. Do you remember that, was it in Stockton that you were going to? If you don't remember the name of the salon?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't here in Stockton. Yeah.
Okay. What city was it in that you would go to?
Probably Oakland.
Okay, got it. Okay, and the name brand that you were using, which one did you use? Dark and Lovely, Cream of Nature?
It was African Pride.
African Pride, okay, got it.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
okay.
He's nothing but that.
Okay. I'm going to ask the question straight out as it needs to be asked, but if, of course, we need more clarification of how to answer it, I'll go ahead and explain after, okay? So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and kind of explain how this question is worded. So basically they're asking, let's say that you started using it and we had estimated the year 2014. So after you were using it for one full year, meaning that it would be 2015, right? So we have one full year after you started using it as 2015. So now the question is, did your diagnosis happen at least 2 or more years after 2015?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering.
Okay.
I really don't know why they have
Thank
it
Thank you for clarifying
worded.
That.
I know. Yeah, it's worded so strangely. I'm not sure why we haven't changed it yet, but thank you so much for, you know, answering that. Okay.
Thank you for clearing it up for me.
Yeah, of course. No worries. Okay, the next few questions here is going to be specifically about your treatment plan. So after you were diagnosed earlier this year, what treatment did you receive? Did they have you go through chemo, radiation, immunotherapy? Did you have to have a hysterectomy?
Okay. I had a complete hysterectomy.
Okay.
I also, they gave me an IV in my left arm for 4 months, once a month, for chemotherapy. That's the treatments I had.
Okay.
And I received that May. It was May of this year. I went through all that. And
okay.
I'm still trying to get my body back from all that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that information with me. Mm-hmm. It definitely could not have been easy. Okay. For the treatment date, did you want me to go ahead and just put May 1st of 2024 that you started the treatment?
No, I won't forget that. It was May 18th.
May 18th, okay. Okay, so exactly a month after, pretty much.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay. Had to start losing my hair and...
Oh, no.
I guess they didn't want it to spread, so they said that would be the best thing to do right away.
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah. Got it. And the doctor that had treated you, is that also Dr. Dodd at St. Joseph's, or was it a different doctor?
It was Dr. Dodd. He was with me the whole way through.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good that you had him support.
Good guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a real doctor, I might say.
Yeah.
Like, he's really compassionate. You know how some people are just like fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Don't care. Just get you in and out, you know? He really showed some compassion, like, you know?
Yeah. No, that's great to hear. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and prepare the consent forms. So for our HIPAA consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And again, I have your name here as Lakeitha T. Do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last?
Just first and last.
Got it. Okay. And what's your social?
557-651-788.
Perfect. I'll read that back to you. I have 557-651-788. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And I do already have an email here for you, which I'll read it out to you. It's at keimemyself18@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Correct. Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And I have this as your best phone number. And what's the best address for you?
836 Figueroa, Figueroa Street, Stockton, California. 95203.
Perfect. And is there a unit number or apartment number, or is it a house?
It's a house.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. I'll read that back to you. I have 836 Figueroa Street, Stockton, California, 95203. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And at St. Joseph's, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis of ovarian cancer. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And last thing here is I will just need an emergency contact from you. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is just so that we have a secondary phone number, just in case this one does get disconnected.
It's 510-253-9083.
Perfect. And whose number is that?
That's my boy's number.
Okay, got it. And I just need a first name.
Lathel, L-A-T-H-E-L.
H-E-L, okay, thank you. All right, let me go ahead and get this drafted up for us. And what you can do in the meantime, if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And I am now going to go ahead and send this over to you. It's going to be sent through both email and text. So whichever one it does pop on first on your notifications, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
Before I do that, I just want to confirm the same information again. You are confirming that you are indeed Lakeitha T, residing at 836 Figueroa Street, Stockton, California, 95203. Is that right?
Correct.
And you have your date of birth here as July 18th, 1978, with a social of 557-651788. Is that all correct?
All correct. Yes,
perfect.
Ma'am.
Okay, so I just sent that over. Whenever it pops in on your phone, go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay. Got it. I clicked on it after you agreed to. Yes.
Yep, so they're just asking if it's okay for us to text you about the case. Go ahead and click yes. The next one is a security check. They're just confirming that that is your correct email. Go ahead and click continue.
Got that. Please sign and
act on these documents.
Documents. I agree. Continue or do
yep.
I sign?
Nope. At this point, just go ahead and click. Check the box where it says I agree and then click continue.
Thank you. Continue. Okay,
perfect.
Got that.
And now at the very top, go ahead and click where it says start to begin.
Okay. And that's the highlighted area. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So just, yep. You can either draw or you can click select style. They'll make one for you, whichever you feel more comfortable with.
And end it up. Find it there. Find it there.
Yep. And then just make sure when they ask for your initials, you just do the initials only.
Right. Required actions. And when I finish, hit finish.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Perfect. And then once you click finish, I will go ahead and see on my side.
Wait a minute. Somebody.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, somebody. Somebody called me and it took me out of there, so.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, but it's finished.
Yeah, you're finished already, so you don't have to click on anything else. You can actually just stay exited out of there because we don't need you to create an account or anything like that.
Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Okay.
So everything looks good here on the document. Okay, and that's pretty much it. From this point, you don't have to do anything. Someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you directly within the next 4 days. So that might be right before Christmas or after, just depending on their schedule. But typically, it's just about a five-minute phone call, and then they start pulling your records right away. So just make sure that you do get back to them when they do call you, if they do leave you a message, okay?
Okay, cool. Okay,
and
thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. And in a moment here, I am also going to be texting you my direct number. So in case you ever have questions, like want any updates, you can either text or call me. It'll go straight to me, and I'll be able to assist you, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
no
and that's
problem.
Basically it. I appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your cancer diagnosis, but I do hope that we are able to get
you
some justice sooner than later, okay?
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Yes, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you. God bless.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.